Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Nighter, again, speaking from the Deficit Little Theater at verging on a crash in the beautiful state of bankruptcy. Well, opportunity knocks but once, but the sheriff knocks twice, and then busts the door down. I always like to start these things out with some cheerful little observation. Well, tonight's the night here at verging on a crash, and people have come from miles around the countryside, leaving the little odd jobs and stuff and dirty dishes to witness that great drama, Ingratitude. Ingratitude, or Walt Disney Buys a Mousetrap.
There ought to be a great part in that for you, twerp, you rat.
I'll ignore that. However, before we get in your hair with that drama, we've got a lot of water waiting to flow on the bridge, and that's a good place for it. So without further notice, except the one he may get Saturday night, Jimmy Greer picks up the baton he directs overtures with and busts into Sweet Sue, the Rhythm Rascals reading the lyrics.
Hollywood, and we helped her get in the movie.
Oh, you're right. And as an actress, Sue, she really shined. Now, as she stood in front of the camera, you remember, studying her part.
Remember, I stood behind the camera studying her lines.
Oh, oh, you wouldn't try to get away with that stuff, huh?
Say, I hear that Sue and you have become engaged. Is that a fact? Come on, tell me.
Well, that's a fact, yes, but she isn't true to me.
Isn't?
No, no, and candidly, I'm very perplexed. You see, I found her in the arms of all 10 different men.
Oh, cheer up. It may be your turn next.
Oh, that's fine, right, right, yeah.
I said, I guess.
Is she sweet? Is she neat? Does she love stars above? Is she mine? She's divine. Does she sing? Does she swing? Is she sweet and is she neat and does she love the stars above? She's a good little girl as far as good girls go, and as good girls go, she went. Oh, Sue, it's you. Be true. Without you, Sue, I really don't know what I'd do. You're nobody's honey, you're nobody's honey, you're nobody's honey but mine.
Capital. I say, James, that was capital.
Capital, yeah. Capital L-O-U-S-Y.
Here, here. I don't mind you cracking at me, but you're not getting paid to insult Jimmy.
That's all right. That one was on me.
How do you like that? Well, no matter. Here's the announcement you've been waiting to turn off your radios for. At Super Spectacle, the March of Twerp. Curtain, Rusty, turn the crank. This is Lowell Twerpa speaking, the burst torpitone trobeglotter, or glottrober, or trobegloper, or around the world in 30 days on a cake of yeast. Twerp marches on. Special Floosnash, or newsfloosh, or newsflash, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Torpitone news does it again. The scene, a dugout near the Italo-Ethiopian front. International war correspondents are seen furiously purling one, drop two. Pearl 2, drop 1, and all-around base are caught. Torpitone Newsreel's foreign correspondent, J. Mortimer Piddleby, is anxiously awaiting his promised interview with the Emperor. The appointed hour arrives. As Haley Molasses appears, the assembled native warriors break into an old Ethiopian chant.
Haley, Haley, the gang's all here.
Well, it's not high class, but it's the best we could do on short notice. It's a tense moment. Piddleby rushes forward to greet Emperor Haley Molasses.
Greetings, Haley Molasses. Salutations, how do you do, and all that sort of thing.
Boom, bugger, hoom, chugger, aka, aka, pow.
Oh, the Emperor say he is glad you arrived here safely.
Well, so am I. I certainly had quite a time of it, too. Why, do you know that I walked for days without noticing a human face?
Sounds like a nudist colony.
Oh, quite. Emperor, the Torpitone Newsreel audiences are eager to hear the answer to a question I'd like to ask you.
Ask him what time it is first, will you?
Oh, don't be silly. Why should I ask Emperor Haley, Molasses, what time it is for you. You've got a watch of your own, haven't you?
I know, but I love to watch his whiskers wobble when he talks.
Emperor, don't pay any attention to this man. Will you answer this question for your great newsreel audience?
Home, sugar, sugar, ickle, mickle, bickle, uggy, puggy, pooey.
Interesting. And what is that in English?
Yowza.
This sure is cute stuff.
Oh, lay off, will you? It was tough enough to get the scent of you. Well, here's the question, Emperor. There's a squad of Italian troops after you, and they're packing a machine gun.
Bad.
Yes. What are you going to pack?
My suitcase.
Oh, well, twerp marches on. Well, I guess the best thing for us to do now is to get into the drama. Tonight, we're off on a trek through Africa.
Wait a minute. Did you say we're going on a trek through Africa?
That's right, a trek. A trek means the same thing as a trip or a journey. You know, in Africa, they have an old saying. Whenever they hear that you're going to make a trek, they say it'll be a lovely journey if you get there.
In other words, it's a great trek if you can do it.
Yeah, it's a great trek if... Oh, you're going to start that stuff, eh?
Okay, so why don't you change our mode of transportation? Make it a safari.
A safari?
Yeah.
Well, safari's the goodie. Anyhow, it is with pardonable pride that we present Mr. and Mrs. Martin Twerpson in Gabuna. But that isn't Joe Twerp's real face, is it, Mama? No, dearie, that's just a little thing you picked up to crack nuts with, and let that be a lesson to you. We join our band of intrepid explorers just as they are entering the forbidden pink toothbrush country. Overture, please, Jimmy. Ah, this heat, this terrible heat, is driving me mad. It's not so bad at night, but in the daytime, ah, this unbearable heat.
It's the tropics, sir.
Ah, yes, the tropics of the day.
Hooey. But we must push on, sire. We must reach the ancient ruins of the peak toothbrush country before nightfall. But hush, what is that rustling in the bushes? Oh, I'm afraid, master, I'm afraid.
Oh, quit bleating around the bush. Why, look, it's a beautiful native maiden, so fresh, so unspoiled, so innocent, so gorgeous.
Always belittling, eh? Well, white man, why are you here?
Well, we came to see the ancient ruin.
Okay, I'll introduce you to my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to give us credit. We're the only radio act that rehearses on the air. Look, would you like to work for us as a guide?
You said it, Toot. Come, I will lead you to the camp of the headhunters.
I hope we're in time for noodle soup.
Oh, wait a minute. Headhunters? Why, they must be cannibals.
Yeah, it looks like our expedition is going to pot. Oh, well.
White man, I may as well warn you. We are cannibals. We often have for our lunch shredded breast of expedition au gratin in soup.
Well, I may as well warn you. We're just a couple of train robbers, and too many crooks spoil the broth. Good heavens, listen to the beating of the pun-puns.
Yes. Here we are at the cannibal camp.
The chief has a cold, eh?
No, he's got hay fever. He got it from eating a grass widow.
Humph, spurge de rogel spunk. Ha, welcome, white men. You're just in time for lunch.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Well, I'll fix this. Watch me make a hit with the old boy. Chief, I have come to ask you for your daughter's hand.
You came in the nick of time. I was just putting it in a sandwich. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, if I'm not too bold, what are we having for lunch?
Oh, nothing elaborate. We're just having a bit of fried hula hula dancer.
That's good, fried hula hula dancer. Did you get it? We're going to table the motion. Well, what about dinner?
Oh, for dinner, we're just going to make a stew out of those Finnish sailors we caught yesterday.
That's a pretty kettle of Finnish. Ah, but we do have a lot of trouble here in the jungle. There's a big leopard that keeps eating up my faithful slaves.
Oh, well, gee, Chief, we'll help you out. We'll track down the leopard for you. Maybe we can catch him while he's dressing.
Don't be a dope. Leopards don't dress.
No? Are you sure leopards don't dress?
Certainly not. Haven't you ever heard that old saying, a leopard cannot change his spats? I don't know, Jimmy. You better get us out of this.